This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. So the Sheikh has started reciting from, they completed Surah Al-Anbiya. And then now they're in Surah Al-Hajj. And after Surah Al-Hajj, they're going to move on to Surah Al-Mu'minun. And then later on, tonight, during the very last rak'ahs, I think they will read Surah Al-Nur. So four surahs to be covered today, more or less. It's really, really challenging for me to be in this place and to summarize to you four surahs in less than 10 minutes. But I'm going to do my best, inshallah ta'ala. And I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to forgive me, and I ask you to forgive me as well, and to be patient, inshallah ta'ala. Let us talk quickly about Surah Al-Anbiya. Surah Al-Anbiya is Makki Surah. Surah Al-Hajj is Madani Surah. And then Surah Al-Mu'minun is Makki. So we have Makki, Madani, Makki Surahs today, inshallah ta'ala. And they're all from Al-Mi'in, which are like hundreds ayat and more. Surah Al-Anbiya talks about the prophets. And it talks about the struggle of the prophets in terms of guiding or trying to guide by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala their people. Surah Al-Anbiya talks about this dialogue that happened between, the very first dialogue happened between Ibrahim and his qawm. They said, when Ibrahim alayhi salam, he went and he destroyed the idols. This is the story. He went and he destroyed the idols. And then he left his axe that he used to destroy the idols front of the biggest idol that they had at the time. So they inquired as to whom destroyed our idols. قالوا من فعل هذا بآلهتنا إنه لمن الظالمين. قالوا سمعنا فتى يذكرهم يقال له إبراهيم. They said, who did this to our gods? Indeed, he's from the wrongdoers. They said, we heard of Fata. In Arabic, Fata means a boy. So when you talk about Ibrahim, a lot of us may think he's an old man, a sheikh, a cha-cha, an uncle, you know. No, he was a young man, but with a vision. He did not like the fact that his people were worshipping idols, so he went and he destroyed the idols. But now they start this dialogue between them, and he wanted them to think, using the intellect. They said, قالوا, من فعل هذا بآلهتنا? Who did this to our gods? Who destroyed them? They said, we heard of a boy by the name of Ibrahim. قالوا فأتوا به على عين الناس لعلهم يشهدون. Bring him along so that people can witness. قالوا أنت فعلت هذا بآلهتنا إبراهيم? Are you the one who did this to our gods? Ibrahim said, قال بل فعله كبيرهم هذا فاسألهم إن كانوا ينطقون. Now he's using the brain, he's using the intellect. He wants them to think, he wants them to realize that what they're doing is wrong. They said, the big guy, the biggest idol, he's look, the axe is next to him, ask him. They said, you know that they cannot talk and they cannot hear. فَاسْأَلُهُمْ إِن كَانُوا يَنْتَفُونَ. Ask them. And then they came back saying, well, you know, Ya Ibrahim, they can't hear, they can't talk. And then he got them, he says, how can you worship something that cannot hear, cannot talk? أُفِّلْ لَكُمْ وَلِمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Can't you see? Can't you realize that instead of admitting their faults, instead of going back and into the straight path, they said, حَرِّقُوهُ وَانْصُرُوا آلِهَتَكُمْ. مش أحرقوه, those who speak Arabic, they may understand or they may not understand. In fact, the difference between these two terms, أحرق versus حرق, بصيغة المبالغة, right? You know, he used, Allah Azza wa Jalla used the term, حَرِّقُوهُ, not just burn him. Burn him, أحرق in Arabic, إحرق يعني burn. But here, حَرِّق with شَدَّة, with an emphasis. يعني what does that mean? It's been said that they have gathered fire, making it a blast, months and months and months, having preparing that fire to throw Ibrahim into it. Brothers and sisters, here's the beauty here. Nothing can happen without the will and permission of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They tried to bring Ibrahim. They throw Ibrahim into the fire. Allah Azza wa Jalla addressed the fire and he said, Ya naru kuni baradan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. O fire, be cool and peace upon Ibrahim. Brothers and sisters, can fire burn? Yes, it can burn. But it can only burn with the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah addressed the fire. And the fire is only creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah told the fire not to burn. The fire did not burn. But the fire burned one thing. The ropes. they tied Ibrahim, and because the fire was blazing fire, they could not throw him. So they had a catapult. They put a catapult, Hadar Manzaniq, they tied him up, and then they threw him into the fire. The fire did not burn Ibrahim. The fire only burned the ropes. And then he came out sound and safe. This is a beautiful story. Please go back and read Surah Al-Anbiya, because later on Allah will talk about the other prophets, Ismail. He will talk about Idris. He will talk about Lut. He will talk about Nuh. He will talk about Zakaria. Amazing stories of the Anbiya. And then Surah, you see how I'm going fast, huh? Surah Al-Hajj. Oh, Surah Al-Hajj. It's called Surah Al-Hajj, but it starts with Ya ayyuhan nasu taqu rabbakum inna zalzalat as-sa'ati la shay'un 'azim. Yawma tarawnaha tadhhalu kullu murdi'atin 'amma ardhat wa tad'u kullu dhati hamlin hamlaha wa tara an-nasa sukara wa ma hum bisukara walakin 'adhab Allah shadid. You may see wonder Allah in the surah is called Al-Hajj. But Allah started talking about zilzala. He started talking about the day of judgment. He's talking about, you know, the day when a mother who's sucking her baby, she will lose her baby. A mother who's pregnant, she will lose her baby. يعني, and you may look at people, they think they're swaying, they're drunk, but they're not drunk. It is qiyamah, it is sa'ah. What does that have to do with hajj? The surah talks about four things. The surah talks about yawm al-qiyamah. The surah talks about the day of judgment. The surah talks about al-ba'th, the resurrection. The surah talks about al-hashr. The surah talks about jihad. And surah talks about al-ubudiyyah lillah, servitude to Allah, al-ubudiyyah. These four things, you see them in hajj. Who's been for hajj before? Hajj, not umrah, hajj. Hajj is like, it is jihad. It is like Yawm al-Qiyamah, those who have been in Arafah. And then after people leave Arafah, and then you have these masses of people going to Muzdalifah, as if it's the Day of Judgment, all wearing the same thing. Some are walking, some are riding, just like the Day of Judgment. Some people will be walking, some people will be riding. And then people spend the night in Muzdalifah. And then after Muzdalifah, they will wake up as if they're, you know, back from resurrection, all going towards Mina for the throne of Jamarat. This is why Ahwal al-Qiyamah, you will find it in Surah al-Hajj. This is why it's called Hajj, Surah al-Hajj. And then Surah al-Mu'minun. 7 minutes. Surah al-Mu'minun. Surah al-Mu'minun, the believers. What does it talk about? Surah al-Mu'minun, it talks about the qualities of the believers. The qualities of the believers. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. When the Imam, when the Shaykh, Zallah Khair, you made Adhan today, right? You're the one who made Adhan. What did he say? أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على ال... What did he say? فلاح. In Arabic فلاح, but in English he just translated it into success. But it's not just success, it's فلاح. You may be successful at home, or may be successful in your business, but you may not be successful at home. You may be successful with your kids, but not successful with your spouse. Al-falah, hayya ala al-falah, come to the real success. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts the surah with, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Indeed, the believers are successful. Who are they? And then Allah started talking about some of the qualities of the believers. الَّذِينَ first quality, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَشِعُونَ. The very first quality, those who pray with khushu' and khudu', and those who stay away from vain talk, riba, namima, those who give the zakat, those who stay away from riba, those who stay away from zina, those who establish the prayers. Go back please and read Surah Al-Mu'minun and look about the qualities of those mu'minun. Because why? Allah is mentioning those qualities for what? For you and I. What do I fit here? I'm looking at these qualities. Is there any quality that I have or I don't have? Go back and read that insha'Allah ta'ala and try to mimic these qualities bi'idnillah. An ayah that will change your life. Verse number 90 from Surah Al-Anbiya. When the Shaykh was reading Surah Al-Anbiya, he was talking about, as Allah Azza wa Jalla was talking about, the prophets making dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla, starting from Nuh. ونوح نادى من قبل فاستجبنا له. نوح called us upon, he invoked us, فاستجبنا له, we answered his call. And then أيوب, وأيوب إذ نادى ربه أن مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين فاستجبنا له. أيوب, he called upon his Lord, I've been hit, I've been inflicted with disease. Allah says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. We answered his call. وَذَنُّون. ذَنُّون is who? I have to give chocolate, right? Chocolate time. Yunus. Who said that first? Give me the chocolate. Somebody said it first. Yeah. Who? Cha-cha, I'll give it to you hand to hand later, inshallah. You give it to the cha-cha then, all right? You want, give it. He said it first, so I have to be fair. He's giving me that look. He almost cried. Well, then Noon, Yunus, he called upon us, he invoked us, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. Zakaria, he called upon us, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. Surah, verse number 90, Allah says, why Allah, you know, in dua, we're making lots of dua in Ramadan. All of us are making dua, and we want Allah to answer our dua. Allah is saying, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. This is why Allah answered the dua. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ. If you want Allah to answer the dua, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا, they used to rush in doing good deeds. They used to rush in doing good. What good have you done this Ramadan? I'm not talking about yourselves. Yourselves, you're praying, you're fasting, you're reading Quran. Good. But what good have you done for others? إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. They used to rush in doing good deeds. وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ. And they used to be khushu', they used to be, you know, they used to be devoted to us. عليهم السلام. Brothers and sisters, to walk the talk. To walk the talk, let us do some good, inshallah ta'ala, starting by your masjid. Starting by your masjid, on the way out. Wallahi, I was not told to tell you this. It just came out. It just came out like this. I want to emulate what Allah is saying in the Quran. You said, "Yusari'una fil khayrat," let's do good, inshallah ta'ala, give some sadaqah. That's good for others. That is good for others. For the masjid, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair, barakallahu fikum. May Allah bless you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yeah, you are here. Here.